Blog Talk Radio.
I am the great mother, I'm the cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, Isis, DNA, Yemaya, a deep immortal, Oya, stars alive, Guanyin, open portals. I am the great mother, I'm cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, Isis, DNA, Yemaya, a deep immortal, Oya, stars alive, open portal.
First teacher, light breeder, bearing fruit, sharing truth, healing, taking care of you, mentally preparing you. The Fez is the womb, tassels, umbilical cord, one heart, one mind, one accord. Birthing elos, as above, below, compliment the heroes, to the point like zero, CEO, reflection in the moon, sun shining, original, not plagiarized, heaven lies between her thighs, home on the throne, with the king she belong, backbone, ride or live, survival imperative, in natural order, love and honor, Morocco to California, empress queen, mother daughter, all life begins in water, sunflower, lotus bloom, honeysuckle, first womb, jade crystal, moonstone, master self, move on. Copper Ankh, activate, opening the stargate, charging up the universe, spoke the name of God first.
I am the great mother, I'm the cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, Isis, DNA, Yemaya, a deep immortal, Oya, stars alive, Guanyin, open portals. I am the great mother, I'm cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, Isis, DNA, Yemaya, of the immortal, Oya, stars align, Guanyin, open portal.
Well, all right. Welcome to another episode of Seeking Empowerment. I'm trying not to cuss them out right now. Y'all don't see what's going on in the background. Right now, I want to punch him in the face. But for those of you who don't know, our intro came from Star, and the name of the song was The Great Mother Flow on her album That Was You. And it's a great album. It's a really nice album for those of you who are into conscious rap and all that. I suggest you check her out. This show is all about cultivating the divine feminine. And what does that mean? Well, cultivation is about tilling the soil and learning the soil, connecting with the soil. So cultivating the divine feminine is learning and connecting with the divine feminine, that which you are not familiar with. And what do I mean by that? Well, the title was a little bit of a setup, because I did say learn secrets, and we're not going to talk about the good side of the goddess. We're not going to talk about, you know, the side most people know, the Oshun, the Yimiya, the Offset, the Isis, the pretty version, the docile version. We're not about to do that, no, but we're about to talk about Hecatite, Sekhmet, Kali, that side of the goddess, the ones people don't know. When you look at the maiden, the mother, and the crone, most people know the maiden. Of course, everybody wants the maiden. Most people know the mother. Some people want the mother, but everybody ignores the crone because that's the one that gets demonized. And that's the one that we're going to talk about tonight, the spiritual side, the divine feminine side, the one that doesn't judge right or wrong, the one that just does what needs to be done in that moment. So with that being said, the other host of the show, or the actual host of the show, Mr. Teamer, who is giving me much leeway right now and being very quiet without giving me a bunch of crap, which he always does. So the ones we right now, Mr. Eric, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. All of that extra stuff that I put in there about giving extra crap, I do not do any of those things. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not worried about you. Peace, Dia, and everyone else who's connected to Seeking Empowerment. This is the show. You know, that's what I'm here to say. I was over here bobbing my head to the right. I'm like, I was about to do a little crip walk. I'm sitting here doing all this stuff.
You didn't think I listened to that, did you?
You know what? We're not gonna even get into that conversation again.
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
I know you listen to rap. No, I never said that. But anyway, I'm gonna say welcome to everybody. And, you know, we're on the show that seeks to give you the power to change. For those of you, since these want to give me a hard time, I'll make sure that everybody has it. You're welcome to call in tonight with your questions. And the call-in number is 917-889-2823. Again, that number is 917-889-2823. And press 1 when you hear the little British lady finish speaking, and you can ask your questions. We'll bring you in. Let's see. I think last time we had a show. No, that was my on Common Sense Conversations. Let's say that you called in and we had a long threw off everything. But you're also welcome if you're interested. You can call in. You can actually be in our chat room. Chat room is open. Right now it's just me and who is this? Oreo Aces? I don't even know who that is. But welcome, Oreo Aces.
Really? Really? That's right? What we're doing? Really?
Welcome, Oreo Aces. I'm glad that you're here. And you can go into the chat room, ask questions, be a part of tonight's conversations in the chat room. Chat room sometimes takes its own life. It don't has its own conversation sometimes. So, but you're welcome to call, do that as well. You can also find Seeking Empowerment on Facebook. Just type in Seeking Empowerment, and you will see our show and access to our show. Have we put any links to the show? I didn't do it. I'm bad. I'm a bad host. I'm a bad co-host.
Link to the show where? What are you talking about?
In the Seeking Empowerment room. I know I put it on my personal page on Facebook, but I didn't do it.
Yes, it's on Seeking Empowerment. I'm not sure if it's on Common Sense Conversations, but it's on Seeking Empowerment.
No, it's not. It's not. No. That's what I was saying.
In the community realm. No, it's not in the community realm. My bad.
See.
By my bad, I mean your fault.
Tonight is about the divine, and this is how we're going to start it out. Tonight is about the divine yoni. So therefore, I mean, not divine feminine. That's what she said. So since it's about divine feminine, it's my fault tonight. But anyway.
That's your fault.
So, yeah. So
tonight and every night.
We're ready to get this started. Are we ready to get this started? That's what I want to know.
Yes, we are ready to get this started. Okay.
I wanted to light my incense, and I'm going to lower the lights. But before, since we're ready, and I want to make sure we're ready.
What does incense and lowering the light got to do with the divine feminine? I'm just a little confused.
I'm setting the mood.
Oh, you're romancing your divine feminine. Okay, I got you.
I don't even know if I got a divine feminine, but I'm putting on my ring. You know what happens when I put on the ring, right?
The ring?
Yes, my ring. You know what happens when I put on the ring, right?
Really? Are we talking about the Hobbit right now?
No. I put on the ring. You know what you're supposed to say. Come on, get it
right. Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Let's go. Let's go.
Why?
I'm ready now.
All right, I guess. I wasn't even expecting that. I should have expected that, but I wasn't expecting it. Okay, all right. Okay. For those of you who don't know, when we talk about the divine feminine, we're just talking about the energy, the magnetic energy, the energy to attract. And in this energy, most people think that the divine feminine energy is very passive and laid back. And in a sense it is, but the part we're going to get to, which is the reason why I said, is there a secret to this, is the part where that the divine feminine energy, you have to go past the passive side to get to the active side. And this is really the big secret between male and female energy, but tonight we're dealing with the female energy. So when we talk about the female energy, we're talking about the negative energy or the magnetic energy, the energy to attract. But the real secret is that when you're dealing with some energy, you want to go past that attractive magnetic energy and get to the projective energy, because every energy has both. It's just the one that's mostly seen. It's the one that they consider as far as gender. The male energy has passive and aggressive, and so does the female. But for as the female, you want to get passive and get to the aggressive. What do I mean by this? When you think about having a baby, they have the male energy connects to, I'm sorry, yeah, the male energy connects to the female energy. The male energy projects, the female energy receives. The male energy, you know, gets off, the female energy is passive. But in that passivity, which I don't know how that sounds, I don't even think that's a freaking word, but in being passive, I just heard, when I said passivity, I saw a dude from A Living Color in my head. But anyway, in that passiveness, if that's even a word, I'm making a word, that what happens is the sperm goes up the canal and then goes into the fallopian tubes, whatever, and then goes into the baby. But while most people think from the outside, because they cannot see what's going on the inside, they think that it's just passive. But what's actually happening is that that egg is activated, and now that egg is no longer passive. That egg is now projecting outward. It's now aggressive, whereas it has activity. It's no longer just sitting there. It now grows into a baby. And then as it grows into a baby, it goes lower into the uterus, and now it grows from the embryo stage to an actual fetus, and it keeps growing, and it's nurtured, and the baby kicks and it moves. So now the baby is actually passive. And then no one else, though, outside of the mother feeling it, at least for until about the fourth or fifth month, no one can feel it outside of the mother until about the fourth or fifth month. And then most people see the stomach, and they see the baby moving. And, of course, once the baby comes out, everybody can see it. But the thing is, the big secret to femininity is that you want to cultivate it and get to a point where it's no longer passive. Now it is actually active. So what does that mean? That means that when you're dealing with the two sides of the brain, one being feminine, which is the spiritual side or the subconscious, the other one being masculine, which is the logical side or the conscious side, you want to get past the logic, which is the active part, to the spiritual, which is considered an active, and then make the spiritual, and that's what we mean by cultivating the divine feminine. So
focus.
I swear JJ Master was the one that asked that, but he wasn't. No, it ain't no goddamn focus. Rule. Thank you very much. But anyway. Anyway, as I was saying, once you get past that and get to make the feminine side active, that's when you have truly cultivated the divine feminine. Once you get your spiritual side going, once you get the ideas coming to you that don't make sense, but yet you see how you can make it work. Once you get you can tap into somebody's emotions, regardless of what they're saying. They're saying one thing, but you're feeling another, and you know it's coming from that person. Now you have tapped into the divine feminine and made it active. And this is the true key. You have to tap into the divine feminine to make it active. The opposite is also true with the divine masculine, but we'll get to that on the next show. But this is the true key to working with the divine feminine. You want to get past that passivity that most people think about and that most people think is true femininity, but in all truth, you want to get past it. That's just the gateway. That's just the door. And once you get past that, then the divine feminine can actually come out. Just like when a seed falls to the ground, it goes in the ground and you can't see it. What you don't see is the seed taking roots. What you don't see is the seed being crushed by the tight soil. Being watered by the nurtured by the minerals and stuff in the soil. That's activeness. And then, you know, at the last stages of the divine feminine taking a job, you see the seed sprout into a plant coming out of the earth. That's the part that you want to activate in the divine feminine. That's the part that most people are missing that they do not understand. With that, at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Teamer, that is not a word, I'm going to ask Mr. Teamer,
no, you meant that. You want to get rid of me. That's what it is. Huh?
We're not going to talk about that on any show that's recorded. But I'm going to ask him, ASK. If he has any questions for me right now that I can ask about the ask that I can answer, not ask, answer about the divine feminine that he may be confused about, since he is more of the, at least he looks more at the masculine side. I'll say that.
Wow. Nice, nasty. I mean,
nice, nasty. What is? Wait, I am not nice, nasty. I came at you
just
very direct.
Yeah, I will try to be polite on air. What was I going to ask you? And actually, I was looking at, I guess you could say, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. I was looking at different topics about Yoni, but we're talking about divine femininity. So my first question really would be, since we're on that, and I know it's about women, but I'm a history person, so where do we get the historical content from? Where does it, like, you know, I know a lot of times when we talk about divine femininity or divine feminine energy, a lot of people get into goddess and, you know, motherhood and talk about beauty and joy and, you know, and I was trying to find something that kind of related to it. So is there a starting point, or is it just something we should just accept and, you know, as a man, just take it and roll with it?
You mean as far as the word yoni?
Well, if we're not talking about yoni, you said divine feminine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we're talking, I'm like where, and I guess I'm from a historical point of view, you know, the origins, the source of it, how do we recognize it historically is what I'm looking for. Like, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily written out and says divine feminine energy, but it may be in, it may have been alluded to, you know, for like sources in the Bible, maybe sources throughout history.
As far as divine feminine, it really would depend on, when you get into divine feminine, it really depends on your spiritual belief system or your religious system. If you're going towards the Bible, it would be more so, if you're going towards the Bible in a Jewish aspect, it will be the Shekinah. If you're going towards just the Bible in general, it will be more so the Holy Spirit, especially when you're dealing with the Old Testament. They always speak of the Holy, they always speak of the Holy Spirit or the Spirit in a feminine aspect. So if you're going towards that, that's where you get it from. If you're going towards Islam, I'm not really sure, other than outside of, I don't think they call her Mary. I'm not really sure what they actually call her, but outside of that, I'm not too sure. The only other things I do know, and this is very controversial, but some people say that the actual God Allah is a female, comes from the goddess Allat, and it's a mistranslation. And that goes from Moors to actually people who, different branches of Islam that say that. Now, when you go towards other religions, as far as the divine feminine, they speak of the divine feminine in terms of the goddess, which different names you have. Aset, Sekhmet, Bas, those are ones I can think of from Egyptian. You have, you also have Adonai, which is considered Jewish too. But you also have, I can see the picture, where you have Hecate, you have Juno, you have Venus. Those are, I don't think Juno is Roman, but I know Venus is Roman. You have Aphrodite, which is Greek. You have a bunch of different names that speak about basically the feminine aspect of the universe. And that's really all they're talking about, is the feminine aspect of the universe. You have, you have the Kali and other ones from the Hindu aspect, if you're talking about in terms of origin. Which all of it really just comes from speaking about the feminine aspect of the universe or the feminine part of creation in the universe through different cultures. I hope I'm answering your question right.
I think you are. I was just trying to make sure because, like I said, I was reading and I had to kind of flip reverse roles when we were talking about, you know, and I guess I was looking at some of the imagery that is presented, like you have, you know, representing, you know, the fertility and creation, life and death. And that's what I was curious about, because I know that,
we,
especially in religious constructs, those are the main principles, some of the main principles in it. And every time you talk about feminine power or feminine energy, also talking about heaven, and you know, I always go back to my watching an episode of Game of Thrones when the guy was talking about this new religion and how it was they were getting rid of the old gods and replacing it with one god. And the man said to him, he was like, you know, I don't know anything about that. The only heaven that I know of is between a woman's legs. And even though it was in a sexual connotation, at that point I understood that, you know, there was more truth to that than what, you know, what was written on paper as far as a script.
Well, the truth of that part is that when you start going all the way back, as far as the mythology, the gods and the goddesses and all that, it goes all the way back to astronomy. It goes to astrology first, which is the study of the stars, which comes from astronomy, which is actually looking at the stars, and which goes into, what's the correct term for this? Astronomy, astrology, and then astrotheology, which is basically the word, the written word of the gods or the written words of the stars. So when you go all the way back, it goes right back to astronomy, and what they did was they studied the stars, and they noticed how certain aspects was able to be explained through certain principles that everybody can understand. What do I mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
When they started looking at astronomy, and they noticed that there were things called black holes, they noticed that these black holes is what created universes. What do these black holes look like? They look like vaginas. So then they noticed around these black holes was a whole active star system moving around it. So what did that look like to them? They looked like sperm, so they considered this divine masculine. So basically all this really goes back to astronomy. And saying that, all this is explaining just the star system around us and how the star system interacts with us. Because over time, when they studied these star systems and these black holes, they discovered planets, and they discovered suns, and they discovered moons, and they discovered how these different interactions between the planets, the suns, the moons, and the stars affected us here on Earth. So through understanding how these different lineups affected us, they created these different stories. And from creating these different stories became the myths of the gods and the goddesses. So that's really what it all goes back to.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say that heaven is between a woman's legs, what they're saying is that if you look up in the stars and you see the black hole, now you would need a telescope because it's not as clear as it was back then when they was looking at the stars and stuff. So when you look through a telescope and you get to see a black hole, it looks like a vagina. It looks like what's between a woman's legs. And when you go through that black hole, you go into another universe. And just like when you have sex with a woman and you go into her vagina, it literally takes you, not physically, but through the physical sensation, it takes you mentally and spiritually into a whole other world. So when they say that heaven is between a woman's legs, even though most people don't know what that means, that's where it's coming from. That's what they mean by it. And if you think about it, when you have an orgasm, you literally, for at least that moment, 2 moments, 5 minutes, depending on how long your orgasm is, it takes you into a whole other realm for that time until you come back down and come back to Earth, as they said.
Mm. I get chills. Okay. Anyway. so now are we sticking with, okay, divine feminine energy? Did you say we're not talking about Yoni tonight? Did you say that?
Yoni is just a Sanskrit word for the source or the womb or the female genitals. So, yes, we could talk about the yoni too. That's part of the divine feminine.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure, you know, because, you know, us dudes
I know.
Don't know too
I, I
much.
Know, I, know, I know big words when it comes to spirituality confuse y'all men, but you only just mean pussy for those who don't know. That's all it means. So it's okay.
Oh, boy. She loves the direct talk. The direct talk is what gets you going in the morning. But, there were different techniques. I was going to talk about different things that honor the yoni, and I think you didn't you just cover that? You were talking about like symbolism.
I don't think I covered. I covered symbolism as far as it connects to where the symbolism comes from. I didn't cover how to honor it.
Okay. And you want to talk about that? You want to? Because that was my question. Was like, how do we honor the yoni? And I'll let you. You got it.
Okay. Basically, where it comes from is honoring creation, how creation started. So where we are now, as far as human beings in general, is that we understand that. As far as our life, it came through this black hole. And again, like I said, the black hole to them symbolized the vagina. And the stars circling around the black hole symbolizes the sperm going into the vagina. Because if you look at the black hole and the circulation around it, it looks like the stars are going into the hole. So, in honoring that, they had in origin or way back when, they had a lot of different sex rituals. Which to us seems a little bit cray-cray, but we have to remember back then their religious beliefs and spiritual beliefs was different than it is now. Back then, way, way, way back then, sexuality was the highest form of spirituality, which now sexuality is more so demonized and made fun of and in a way degraded as far as a form of spirituality. So, to honor it, what they would do way back when is that it wasn't just that you would just have sex. Sex was only sex was done during certain times. If you wanted a baby, they would actually calculate what they'd have sex on, so your baby would be born between a certain amount of days, so that this baby would come in with this energy. So that's one way they would do. It wasn't just sex to have sex. And then on top of that, they would have sexual rituals on certain days, like Beltane, which is the bringing in basically the sexual energy of the earth. They would have sexual ritual. Well, actually, Beltane, for those who don't know, we consider it May Day because now it's celebrated as May Day or May 1st, which is May Day, which is for those who would be dancing around a pole, but most of the nowadays just go shopping, which is another ritual where you're actually entering a store. And then you pick your stuff and you're buying stuff, which is basically the gathering of the sperm, and then you come out, which now you come out with the clothing, this baby. But it's still a ritual. Nonetheless, y'all can look it up on your own. What else? As far as honoring just specifically the vagina and the divine feminine, you can do this by honoring what you feel in your gut to do that doesn't make sense. Like there are times, I know there's times when a song came on in your car and you're still in that song and something told you to get out the car and start dancing. And your logical brain said, no, that's crazy. I'm going to just dance right here by the steering wheel. Well, to honor that energy, that spiritual energy, you should have got out the car at that stoplight and just danced for a couple of seconds and got back in the car. That's honoring the spiritual energy because a lot of times the spirituality will tell you to do something that doesn't make sense in that moment. But in the long run, you'll understand why you did it. Honoring the spiritual energy can be simple as driving down the street. And I use driving terms a lot because that's what most men can relate to. So honoring the feminine energy can be just as driving down the street and where you're used to taking a right, today something tells you to take a left, and you take that left. And then you find out by taking that left, you avoided an accident or you avoided sitting in heavy traffic. And it took you around that to get to where you need to go in a timely fashion. That's honoring the femininity. Also honoring the divine feminine is embracing your emotions at that moment. And I know most men don't like that, but more men do it than they actually think about it. A lot of times they like to say women are emotional and they're too feminine, but in actuality, women are way too irrational. They have been working on their divine masculine side way too long, then they actually have to work on their divine feminine. The reason why I say it is because when you talk to most women, what did you just say?
I said, finally, somebody admitted it. Doggone it.
So, you know what? Anyway, I don't even know if I want to go there with you right now. But anyway, most women, they can rationalize the whole situation in their head. And most men think that's creative. No, that's rationalization. And they have rationalized the whole story in their head, and now they're explaining it away. And they have a whole, and the reason why you can't argue with them is because it sounds, even though it's crazy and don't make sense, it sounds rational. That's the logical mind, the masculine mind. And most men, they don't know it. They're actually operating on the divine feminine. And what do I mean by that? Well, when they with a woman and they're done with the woman, they don't even know why they're done with it. It's like, all right, I'm done with her. I don't want nothing to do with her. And they don't really have a reason why. They just don't want nothing to do with her. That is actually the divine feminine. That's the divine feminine saying whatever you miss to create, be it an idea, be it a spark of energy, be it a baby or whatever, that's all you was meant to do, time to move on. And most men nowadays actually walk and act in their divine feminine than they do the divine masculine. So honoring that is understanding that when you get a gut feeling to do something, something legal, I'll say that, because most people take that shit too far. When you get something in your gut feeling to do something legal, do it. That's honoring the divine feminine, whether it's dancing, whether it's waking up to see the sunrise, whether it's writing a poem, whether it's just sitting your ass down somewhere and staying still and dealing with your thoughts. Whether it's that, that's honoring the divine feminine. So, you know, a lot of people think you have to go through these big rituals. You don't. All you got to do is honor your gut feeling, your intuition, your basic instinct. That's honoring your divine feminine. And the more you do that, the more you become in tune with it.
So you admit, I'm back on the other thing, you admit.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying from a guy's point of view, that's all, you know, hey. But
no, come on, let's go.
But how do we, okay, all right, let me be serious about it because I was going to, you know, play the role, and I'm not going to play the role with you tonight, right? Not right now. How do we, and we talk about dealing with emotions and dealing with thought, you brought that up. How do we deal with that when it comes to issues from our past and dealing with our past and that residual? Because things like sex, you know, when we talk about having sex and we talked about being in the moment after having orgasm or reach that level of orgasm and being in certain moments, but we connect with one another on so many different levels, how do we deal with that?
How do we deal with, okay, I'm a little confused. How do we deal with what?
How do we, I mean, like, you know, okay, you meet someone, we're dealing with it, and you're talking, you know, you're talking about feminine energy, divine feminine energy and yoni, and how do we deal with past history, past abuse histories, you know, things where things just didn't go well. I don't even want to get into abuse, but just the history.
Things that happened to you in the past, how do you deal with that regarding the divine feminine? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding when you deal with your past, you have to deal with the divine feminine and the divine masculine. But as far as the divine feminine side, actually you have to go through the divine masculine normally and then going through the divine feminine when it comes to things that happened in your past. Why? Because of our emotions. Now, when we have a lot of emotional buildup, which comes in from the past, we have to find a way to channel that. How do we channel that? That's through activity, whether it's painting, singing, dancing, working out, running, or just talking out loud to ourselves and working our way through it through talking. Even in therapy, when you're talking to a therapist, they're still active. So that is working through the divine masculine first. And what you do is you work out that active, you actively work it out so you get to a point of silence. And that's part of the secret of the divine masculine, where you have to go through the active to get to the passive side of the divine masculine. And we'll get more into that again on the next show. Now, once you get into the passive side of the divine masculine, now you're going into the passive side of the divine feminine, because the divine feminine is not going to recognize anything active of the masculine. It's only when the masculine stays still that they can connect to the divine feminine, because the divine feminine first works in stillness. So now, once you have worked out the emotions and you get to a point of silence, you get to a point of stillness, you get to a point where you don't hear anything, you don't see anything, you don't feel anything, you're just there taking your deep breaths, you're doing your breathing, and this is why exercise is really good for that. Now you go into the divine feminine. And then once you get into the divine feminine, you go into it passively, and then you get to a point where you start really thinking about it, and all of a sudden you start getting solutions to it, or you start not necessarily making solutions, but you start replaying this in your mind the way you thought that situation should have happened. Meaning, whatever happened to you, like say if you got an argument with your brother, sister, cousin, whatever, and you didn't say what you thought you should have said, in your mind you play it out the way you thought as though it should have gone. Now you're going into the active part of the divine feminine because you're recreating a situation. And this also connects to when you hear the Bible verse of you're no longer the old person. When you get into this active part of the divine feminine and you're recreating your past in your mind, you're no longer vibrating as that old victim, because now you're taking an active part in helping yourself in the present by redefining how your past should have went, and then you're able to get that aha moment or breeze because you're able to reenact the way that it was. So in doing that, you have to go, like I said, into the active part of the divine feminine, and I already stated how to get to that, and then you replay the situation in your mind. And after replaying the situation in your mind, you let it go. And in letting go, that's the part of the divine feminine that's literally birthing it back into the spiritual realm. You did all that you can. You change it the way you say what you need to be said. And that it doesn't necessarily mean that you say it to that person. Again, that doesn't deal with the divine feminine always saying it to that person, but in yourself, in your being, in your soul, you've replayed it the way that you thought it should have went so that you can have peace. And if you have that peace, you let it go. That's how you deal with it as far as the divine feminine. But again, in order to get to that part, you do have to go through the divine masculine. And most people are not willing to go all the way through that process, because when you're dealing with healing from the past, you have to go through both. And most people, you know, they'll start to exercise, or they may not start to exercise, they try to hide it. And they have to do a lot of things. It could be drinking, it could be smoking, it could be just having sex. It could be just every time a topic comes up, just avoiding a topic. It could be always being the jokester when everybody else is being serious. There's many different ways that they hide it, because you have to go through that masculine aspect in order to get to that place in the divine feminine where you can recreate, because that's what the divine feminine is always all about. It's about creating and recreating. So before, and then bursting that recreation. So you have to go through that first in order to get to that place where you can recreate the situation in the spiritual realm that will allow you to move on and not stay in that vibration.
Okay. And I'm listening to you talk, and I was going to ask my question, my other question to that is, how do we deal, like, for people who have, what layman term is photographic memory. I often say eidetic memory, but I know, you know, people don't know the difference, that there is one and the same. But, like, you can remember things or have pretty decent recall on certain situations. People often hold that against you, and saying, you know, that you're holding on to the past. And it's not necessarily holding on to the past. I remember well enough that I can kind of, you know what I mean? That I can kind of tell you exactly what happened. So, you know, I guess for a long time, even with me, for a long time, it was just a matter of dealing with things and thinking that I was holding on, but it wasn't that I was holding on. It was just that I remember very well. I can remember things. Just based on situation, it may just be just one little word that says, you know, triggers it. It's not that I'm holding on to the past. It's just that I remember, and like you said, sometimes you just have to be able to take the time to walk through, you know, and like in exercise and things like that. I know that's why We always tell people take a walk, breathe, you know, work on your breathing, but just get through and learn to process the information that's presented to you. And I often say sometimes when you deal with someone or in any situation, you know, you have to look at, you know, both sides of that and see what your role was, and then also look at the positives and the negatives that came with it. Because in any situation, most relationships, especially romantic or intimate relationships, start out on a positive note. I don't know too many relationships that start out bad and you stay with that person because it was bad and you just like bad. There are some that are like that now. So,
well, and then, that was a lot. But in that situation, and that was a lot. I'm just being honest. But in that situation, you have to realize that what you're holding on to, and it is that you're holding on to it because there is the past. But what you're holding on to is your perspective and your experience. So the only way to let go of that is to realize that your perspective and your experience is based on you and you alone. And you have to understand that the other person involved, other people involved, what they will remember is based off of their perspective and their experience. And a lot of times this will make you feel like you're totally crazy. I'll be totally honest. It's happened to me way too many times. I'm like, but you said this. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. Blah, blah, blah. But this is what, no, You have to realize that it's two different perspectives based on, it's a past experience with two different perspectives of what really happened. And a lot of times it may not be that they're rationalizing or that they're lying to themselves. It may be in their mind what really happened based off what they were going through at that moment and what their brain chose to remember and hold as a memory and what their brain chose to let go of. So in order to help yourself out with that, you have to realize there's two different perspectives that's going down at that time.
Yeah.
So in doing that, you have to, in doing that, you actually tap into your divine masculine, which is your logical side, which a lot of times can screw us up, to be totally honest. Because you have to try to tap into your logical side and listen to them and make logical sense of what they're saying, which a lot of times makes no sense at all because we're holding on to what we remember in that moment, which when we hold on to a past memory, that's not our divine feminine. That's not the creator side. When we're holding on to a past memory, that is totally our masculine side and totally our logical side. Because in order for us to remember, it has to make logical sense so we can put it in a chronological order in order to store it in our mental database. So that's totally the masculine. So as they're saying it, you're trying to match it up with your chronological order of how things happen in your mind. And that's where most of the problems come in at. Because now, you know, when it comes to two people who truly saw things in two different ways, or even a group, which makes it worse. I want to deal with two people because with a group it just gets even more complicated. But when you have all these people involved that has remembered things different ways, and it's like the story. Like, it's like the person who said, whisper to somebody here, hey, this person laid an egg on Thursday. And by trying to get back to you, it's no longer an egg. It's a balloon. It's blue. And it happened on Friday, or it happened on, like, a Sunday evening at 6 p.m. during sunset, and it was raining. It's like that. Everybody, depending on what they're going through at the moment, depends on what they remember from the story. So when it gets back around and now you're trying to make sense of it, you have to understand everybody has their own perspective. And normally the more, and this I learned mostly from psychology class, the more sure a person is of the facts, the more they don't really recall exactly what happened. But again, that's really not dealing with the divine feminine, because the divine feminine doesn't really care about the facts. The divine feminine cares about how you felt about the facts. The emotional instability or the emotional stability that was created from the facts that you have and how they could use that to create the future. That's what divine feminine cares about. The divine masculine cares about only the facts. And with dealing with only the facts, that's where most of the problems come in at.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure. Trying to get an understanding. I don't want to get beat up.
You got me asking a lot of questions right now, but I'm not going to ask on the show. I'm going to wait.
I did what now?
I'm like, I have a lot of questions for you right now. My logical brain has said, access, do this. This shit don't make sense.
You have a lot of questions.
But I'm a shut. This is the divine feminine, so I'm not going to exercise no more questions on the show right now. Don't act like you don't know how I get when I don't understand. When I don't understand,
yeah.
I go straight into Sherlock Holmes mode. Brrr, you know, I should say the Terminator of Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Something not right with this situation.
What?
So I'm done. Nothing.
That's
nothing.
Not right. Nah. I'm not a sucker. What the hell is not right?
I'm just saying. That's all. I'm just saying. That's, you know. I'm trying to learn.
You're trying to make logical sense of this, and we're talking about the divine feminine. Didn't I just explain?
No,
this?
I'm not. No, I got that. I know that you can't use logic in the process. It's based on. How you know the feelings and the emotion. So I'm okay, but even
No. That's not what I'm saying. In the moment, your feelings, the emotions create your logic. But when we're talking about past memory, all you remember is the logic that you created from that situation. So when you're dealing with past memory, you're not necessarily dealing with the divine feminine. Am I making sense now?
Yeah. It makes sense before. I got it.
Okay. I just want to clear it up. Right. To get it back to the point of the divine feminine, you want to get to the point of the divine feminine where the divine feminine does nothing until it becomes active. What do I mean by this? Even if you look at sex in the female, where she is the physical representation of the divine feminine, you enter her, or you didn't even enter her yet. You're now giving her foreplay. And what you're doing is you're making her active. You're waking up her senses. You're waking up her yoni or her vagina. You're waking up all the different nerve endings in her vagina. What you're doing is you want that vagina to become active. As above, so below. As within, so without. As with the material, it's also with the spiritual. So it's the same thing. Just like your whole point is to make that vagina active, to make her body active and responsive. And then if she's responsive to you, you want to make her active. You want her nipples to get hard. You want nipples to get flush. You want her to have an orgasm. You want her to become active. It's the same thing in the spiritual. You want to go past the passive point and wake it up to the point that now it's spiritual and it's active and it's talking to you and it's reacting to you. And now it's got to the point where now it's not only reacting to you, it's creating something new. It's giving you energy that you can use. That's the whole point. That's the whole secret to the divine feminine that many people miss.
Mm-hmm. So, I didn't miss it. I got it.
I said many people. You must be feeling guilty. What the hell? I didn't see you. Here we go again.
We have about 11 minutes left in the show. If you want to be a part of tonight's show, you want to call in. If you have any questions, a quick question, call in 917-889-2823, 917-889-2823, press 1, and Dia will answer all your yoni questions.
Really?
I will talk about your yoni. That's all I can do.
Okay, because next month I'm going to have so many questions about the damn dick, it's going to be unrealistic.
That's why we're going to have a special guest.
Who? What? Wait. What?
We're going to have a special guest.
Are you trying to say, no, I heard that, it ain't going to fucking happen. Are you trying to say you have no clue about your dick that you can't talk about it? That's what you're
no,
trying to say?
No,
you don't have
no,
enough
I'm
information
not saying that. I'm
on your own body parts that you can't hold a common sense conversation about it?
This is what I'm talking about. This is how the conversation is escalating to a different realm. That's not what I was talking about. But that's okay.
How was that
forget
abusive?
It. Grizz
how was that
is
abusive?
Not invited to the show. You can't be a guest on the show. I'm sorry, Grizz.
Grizz is invited to the show, but I guarantee you he's going to say, fuck you, ain't going to be about his business.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Fine. Anyway.
I can pretty much guarantee that.
It's okay. It's okay. I can do that. But I was going to say, I wish that this was an interactive show that we could have pictures and present pictures, because there are so many images of Yoni and Divine Feminine that you would not recognize. Or you may look at and may see in places that have used that picture. And I think people should be involved or learn a little bit more about symbolism and the usage of symbols.
I was going to say that you're exactly right. You're mm-hmm. exactly right. When most people are presented with pictures, they're presented with the passive side, or what I would say is the entrance into the divine feminine. They're presented with, like I said, with Oshun, with the Amiga, or the nice side of them. They're presented with Osset. They're presented with the Morgans. They're presented with Aphrodite. They're presented with all the beautiful sides of the divine feminine. They're presented with the lady laying there, not necessarily seductively, but kind of sensually, where you could kind of see our lady parts, but then again, you kind of not. And they're considered that feminine and the divine feminine. So that's only that's the door. That's the tipping part. Again, you want to go past that and get to the divine feminine to be active if you truly want to see the divine feminine in its glory. And that's when you're dealing with Oya, which means basically just means change, which in the womb, again, when the baby's being formed, it goes through different stages of change. That's when you're dealing with Kali, who they said to cut off the heads of men, which is not really cutting off the heads of men. What she's doing is activating the passive side of them, where now they can receive more information so they can go out and passively and actively create something else. That's when you're dealing with Sekhmet, who really just Sekhmet really is nothing more than just the sun in its highest and its most heatness to the point where it starts burning the skin, which is really no more than symbolism of burning off your old ways, burning off your old ideas until you become something new.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you go into basically when you go into the womb and the sperm has not entered the egg, and now the sperm has become passive, and now the egg has become an embryo, and now the embryo is going through the different stages of meiosis, where it goes from the 2 to the 4 to the 8, and now it's creating a fetus, where it creates the embryo first, and then it creates the fetus. But we don't see that, but that's the active side of the divine feminine. So when we look at, and then you also look at the symbolism that most people are familiar but have no clue about is the church doors. The church doors resemble the entrance to the vagina. And what happens when you go through the church doors? You start praise and worship. Once you enter the church doors, you're now into the sanctum of the womb of the church. This is why the church is always called the mother. And now you have praise and worship, which is very active. You have the sermon, which is very active. You have tithes, which is paying homage to the womb. All this stuff is active. So when you're dealing with the divine feminine, again, when you look at the passive side, the sweet innocent side, that's just the gateway. And you want to get past that to the active side if you really want to see the true divine feminine in all its glory.
Mm, okay. So trying to say, make sure we get this right. You know, for men, you know, we need to stop being as logical in certain points in time. Stop processing trying to think everything through.
Most men today activate in their divine feminine and not their divine masculine. And my point is that when you're ready to cut off a chick, you don't really need a reason. You just say, I'm not feeling her no more, and that's it. That's the divine feminine. That's not masculine. That's not logical. That's your divine feminine saying, whatever I needed to create or whatever I needed to release into this female, I did that, and now it's time for me to move on. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. And let me make it very clear. Whether it's right or wrong, that deals with the divine masculine. That deals with logic. The spiritual realm don't deal with right or wrong. The spiritual realm deals with what is and what needs to be created and what needs to be destroyed, and does not add any adjectives to it that creates emotional connotations. The spiritual realm doesn't do that. So when I say most men today, there was that side. That's really what's happening, where they meet one chick today, hey, she's cute. The next day, nah, I ain't feeling her. They slept with her today, hey, that's good. Next day, nah, I don't want to talk to her no more. That most men deal with the divine masculine, and most divine feminine, and most females are actually dealing with the divine masculine and don't know it. And because we're so messed up in understanding, we think the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I need to dwell on this and do and learn so much. And I guess really what it is learning that, you know, a lot of times, like you said, men don't realize that they're dwelling. They activate their defined feminine and not the masculine. So,
mm-hmm. And it's just the opposite for women. They activate the divine masculine and not their divine feminine, and they don't know it. And a lot of women now are trying to go back and tap into their divine feminine. And this is where you have the women who, and the reason why is because most women today, when they tap into their divine feminine, they're called a hoe, they're called a whore, they're called crazy, they're called everything in the book. For whatever reason, I'm not even going to go into the reasons. For whatever reason, this is what they're called. But when they tap into their own divine feminine, this is when they can sleep with one guy today, and then they're done, they go talk to the next guy tomorrow. Or today they're dancing and singing in the rain, but tomorrow when it's sunny outside, they're inside the house cooking dinner and watching TV. You know, and when you ask them, when you ask them, it's like, I just didn't feel like doing it. I don't feel like it. That's the divine feminine telling you what you need to do in that moment, and you'll understand later. You won't understand that moment, you just understand later. All you need to know right now is this is what you need to do. Now, again, I'm going to say legally, people, don't try to get me caught up. I said legally, I'm saying it again. Legally, because if you're doing stuff illegal and you're doing stuff that's off-counter, that goes into a whole other issue where you're totally off-balance. But, again, legally, this is what happens. And, you know, for most men do that. When they feel like doing something, they do it. When they don't, they don't. That's the divine feminine. That's not the divine masculine, because the divine masculine needs a reason. And most women need a reason for what they're doing. That's the divine masculine. That's your logic. That's not your spiritual side.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, we got 3 minutes. You ready to wrap it up?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, you're waiting on me to wrap it up. I'm sorry. I thought you wouldn't. Yeah. Okay.
You want me to wrap it up? I can wrap it up.
No, I thought you were going to wrap it up.
Jeez. Oh, you want me to wrap it up? I can wrap it up. Okay, so basically the show is wrapped up. It's done. There you go. The Divine Feminine. It's over. I'm done. I'm ready to go. For those of you who don't know, Secret Empowerment happens once a month on or around the dark moon or new moon. Our next show will be June 14th, and this week we're talking about the lingam or the penis, all things penis. So, ladies, if you're listening, those who are downloading the show, get your questions, ask anything and everything you want to know about the dick. We will put Eric and whoever he brings on the show, which will not be Grizz, but Eric and whoever else he brings on the show, we will put them on the spot about all things penis, okay?
Grizz, other than that, I know you want to be on the show, Grizz.
No, Grizz is going to leave you hanging. Grizz is going to activate his divine masculine and become passive. Thank you very much. Grizz is going to leave your ass hanging.
Okay. All right. That's no problem. No problem. No problem. Not a problem. No problem. I can do it on my own. No problem. Anyway.
You surely will. Just like I did this on my own, you're going to be a grown with yours and do the next show on your own. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I gave you enough hints tonight. I gave you enough hints tonight, damn it. But as I was saying, you have to listen to Seeking Empowerment on Common Sense Conversations Radio with your host, Eric Tamer, and me, your host, co-host, whatever the hell you want to call me, Oreo Oasis. For all things me, you can find me at OreoOasis.com, OreoOasis.com. That goes with your astrology readings, your spiritual readings, your spiritual channelings, my children's books. How you can find me on social media, my spiritual counseling, which I'm bringing back publicly. You can find all of that on my website, OreoOasis.com. That's Oreo Oasis. Again, our next show is June 14th, which deals with the penis or the lingam. And other than that, Eric, how can I find you? What?
Well, time is about to run out. You can find me here. Check me out tomorrow. I'll be actually talking about relationships. I was kind of spin off on this show. Thank you all for listening in the chat room. Thank you for being a part of Seeking Empowerment. For those of you who are listening on the phone lines, just hang on. We'll close out. Oh, and that's our time for the chat room. So I'll let you close out. And for those who are listening on the phone, you can find Common Sense Conversations on air every Monday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can also find Common Sense Conversations fan page on Facebook, and you can also as well as Seeking Empowerment fan page on Facebook and on Google Plus. So look for us, find us there, add us, plus one us on Google, add, like us on Facebook, and join the group. So, all right, with that, Divine Diva, Dia the Divine, you want to hit your outro?
Oh, geez.
What's the outro? I thought you had an outro.
Press it. It says outro. It says outro.
Awesome.
Something star M.
Oh.
Something F something.
My bad.
But it says
my
outro.
Bad.
Thank you. Press it.
I'm up here. No, I'm sitting up here. I'm sitting up here thinking you gonna press it, but I forgot. Outro.
I am the great mother. I'm a cosmic moon monster, source of life. Ocean. Sonic boom. Ice. DNA. Emma. Of the immortal. Oh yeah. Stars aligned. Open portal.
That was it? I guess so. All right, people. Have a good night. Love, peace, and soul.